Hello. So it's been a really long time since I've done any sort of ramble, or I know I haven't been very active lately. Every time I plan my week, I look at my phone and see my secret shielded folder for my audio recordings, and I think, why don't I just make time to do this? Because really, it's just such a fun hobby, and it, when I was posting regularly, it was just. I guess the thing was, it felt like a horrible secret. Like, and some might argue that that's a good thing, obviously, but I have an online presence. I have another sort of like, I have a business and a blog, and obviously, I can't, I can't merge these two people together, Delphi and my, I guess, quote unquote, real personality. And for a while, I was actually making some. A nice big chunk of change doing commissioned audios, but I just felt really inadequate because after a while it just got to the point where the next step would be to scale my business up. I would have to start editing or hiring someone to edit, and that's what I would do if this weren't such a, like a secret sort of thing. Like if it was not, if it was, safe for work sort of content, that would be the logical next step. Hiring people to edit, collabing with professional writers or so. Unfortunately, there's such a stigma attached to it, and I've just had to concentrate on my other projects. But I love writing and I love recording. I just hate editing. And so, yeah, I was feeling really inadequate and I was probably comparing myself to other recorders, other posters, and there's always the trolls too, like that message you and give you a hard time. And don't have too many of those instances, but it was enough to make me feel crappy. Certainly not enough. Certainly all the positive feedback I get is much better, but anyway, I need to be holding myself accountable. I need to create some sort of schedule and stick to it. Though whether I choose to share a schedule publicly is to be decided. I'm not sure because I don't want to be tied to a schedule, which is basically why my Patreon just never really worked. It's because I never update it. I never use it. I think I have like two patrons still. God bless them. I don't even know why. So it's so overwhelming and I can't hire people to help, which is what I would do, like I said, in a regular business. Anyway, the other thing is, I ended up getting a cat at the beginning of the year, and that sort of put a damper on the recording as well because I don't know, she's just so cute. I was never in the mood, and she would be running around in the background, and you'd hear her little bell. Like, I think some of my most recent stuff, you'll hear her like getting into mischief in the background. So I've been overwhelmed. And another thing I see a lot of posters now are they're branching out onto YouTube. And while I do have a YouTube channel and I have an Instagram and Twitter, I don't update them like I should. So I really need to concentrate on the creative aspect and just enjoying what I want to do. Just enjoy it and not worrying about comparing myself to other people. So, that being said, I'm going to schedule blocks of time into my week where I have uninterrupted creative time for Delphi. And you guys can help keep me in line by commenting or what have you. That's where we are. Oh gosh, I used to be so active on backstage. I don't even know what's going on over there anymore. I used to post all the time in the, used to be a thread. The bar or something? Is it the GWA backstage? The hell was it called? Rabbit ran it. So anyway, maybe I'll poke around there and see what's going on. So anyway, it's nice to get all your messages and kind words saying you're glad that I'm back, though truth be told, I never really left. So I never will leave. I mean, if I do have to close this account, I'll just create another one. But thankfully, I've never had to do anything that extreme. So, all right, I'm gonna go snuggle with my kitty cat. She's stretched out on my, I have a heating pad, and she's monopolizing it right now. All right. Bye for now.